The great news is that we have a guitar hour back, a live guitar hour, and oh, what a live guitar hour. First, welcome back, Leon.
Thank you, Vern. It's good to be back.
You've been around the world.
I've been across the country from New York to Florida, several beaches, but when I got there, it was the coldest time they'd had. I brought northwest weather to Florida.
Okay,
they were glad for me to leave.
You jinxed them. There you go. But anyway, now we get to evoke some very sunny and warm things.
Yes, well, today's show is about flamenco. And I figured I would start with, years ago, when I was a little boy, there were two guys sat on the stage, in the middle of the stage with a guitar, and everybody mixed them up. One was Andre Segovia, and one was Carlos Montoya. And since Carlos was the flamenco side of it, let's start by listening to Carlos Montoya.
Music of Carlos Montoya there, a piece, cafe piece, celebrating that cafe in Malaga that was inhabited by Garcia Lorca. So it doesn't get much more authentic than
much
that.
Much more incredible, yes. Yeah. And today we started with Carlos Montoya because today is a flamenco day. And about just about a year ago, I'm trying to remember the date of the last performance at the Bing.
About a year.
Right, yeah. And I had this young lady sitting next to me in here. And Monica, why don't you introduce yourself, get us started.
My name is Monica Mota, and I'm the director of Quiero Flamenco.
Okay.
And started Quiero Flamenco about 4 years ago to produce flamenco shows in Spokane.
And I got a call from Monica 4 years ago. I think she was doing this then at the, whatever it was called, O'Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a phenomenal turnout. I was so impressed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fellows sitting here in the studio, an old student of mine, Milad, bought me a glass of wine. You remember that, Milad? Anyway, so it's evolved. You went from there, you got a grant, you told me,
mm-hmm.
and then you had an aerial person on the show last year. This year you told me there's no aerial person.
No aerial person.
Okay, so. And so give me an overview of what this show tomorrow night is going to be.
So this show is called Esperanza, and Esperanza means hope in Spanish. And we this came out of actually meeting. I've known Milad since I've moved here, and he and his wife are really good friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And I was with them and thinking about the next show. And I was also thinking, it's not so much a political statement, but it was just a notice of our families. Our families are very diverse.
I know.
And
but tell the audience.
Yeah. So our families are very diverse and just culturally and they play Irish Celtic music and I do flamenco. And there's a CD, there's a song on one of their CDs called The Rise, and it starts out with a daduk. And the sound of it,
tell them what a daduk is.
It's an Armenian two-reed flute. Oh, yay, I did it. Okay. And they intro their song, The Rise, with this daduk. And when I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, that would be a great intro for a flamenco piece. And then I was talking to Milad's wife, Sulo, and I said, I have this idea. I really want to combine these two genres because the Irish dance has the hard-soled shoes, and we have hard-soled shoes. And
a tribute to Milad's mother, who was the one who was really central to the Irish dancing group that happened. It's still going on, the group, isn't it? What's the group called, Milad?
Hair and Irish Dancers.
Yes. And he lost his mom 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever that was. I don't know, time's flying too fast. And but it was a great loss, but I'm glad to see that you're combining these two traditions.
Yeah.
Because, you have the hard heels, mm-hmm. and you are very rhythmic in both genres.
In both genres.
And so it's exciting that it's being combined.
Mm-hmm.
So keep going with the overall of the show.
So there, Andocas actually means hope as well. And so that's why the show was named Esperanza. And it was just, I have a bunch of quotes on the back of the program about hope and just understanding that you can't do any of this without dreaming or hoping that you want to. So the combination of the two genres was just something that I really wanted to do and hope for, and we're going to do it this year. And my goal was to kind of try to combine, we're going to highlight, everyone's going to have their sections, but some of the pieces will have combinations. Some of my dancers will be dancing to one of their pieces, and then Dave, the whistle player and duduk player, is going to intro some of our pieces, and so we're combining musically.
So you're going to have the flamenco dancers dance to the Irish step dancing.
Well, he has an air, which is kind of it's not rhythmic at all. It's kind of free,
okay.
So
I can
create within
yes,
that.
Good.
And then we actually at the end are doing some footwork together. And then I think we're going to have a little bit of a dance off at the beginning of the second act between two dancers. There's no music. It's just going to be kind of a rhythmic play. And
nice.
We'll see how that goes.
Nice.
I'm excited about that and also kind of nervous. Because when we tried to rehearse it, I have my guest dancer, Melissa Cruz, is going to be doing that because...
Is she coming from Seattle again?
No, Melissa is actually from the Bay Area.
Okay.
And she's a very, very good dancer. And I had Claire, Milad's sister, we mm-hmm. rehearsed together thinking we would do this a cappella mm-hmm. dance-off. Literally, Claire danced circles around me. And I was like, oh, I think I need a better dancer to dance with you because she was very good and I could not keep up. So I was like, oh, we're going to try this out. So, and Melissa's incredible. So I'm really excited about this. Yeah, so that's how that came about. And I'm really excited about this show.
Okay, well, very as you can hear, it's going to be very exciting. The show, let's talk about it, is tomorrow night at 7:30 mm-hmm. at the Bing Crosby Theater. Tickets are available on Tickets West, is that right?
Yes.
And so I went last year, and I think I missed 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I missed 1 year, but I was the first year, and then last year, and I'm going to be there tomorrow night also. And it's definitely a highlight of the year. It is, totally. You know, we don't get enough flamenco. I've decided next year in our series to bring back a flamenco player who was here with a classical player, but he's been wanting to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring him back, and I'll make that announcement when I get the whole series set.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's such, my memories of living in Spain and spending some time in Madrid and going to one of those cafes where you have the sangria and you have the singers and you have the drummers. It's just, there's nothing like live flamenco.
I know, and that's why we do these shows, is right. Because, yes, it's combined this year because I wanted to use more local artists, but the objective has always been to bring flamenco and to show what flamenco is, and so we will be doing that as well.
Good, 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 good. Okay, so let's move past you. You don't move, though. And I'm going to go over to the fellow sitting next to you, and I have to look, Joaquin
Gallegos.
Say it again.
Joaquin Gallegos.
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 Okay. Gallegos. Okay.
Gallegos.
Gallegos.
Okay. Eso es.
Gallegos. Okay. And I walked into the studio and I heard this flamenco playing. So tell us a bit about you. First of all, I don't know you. Where do
you
live?
Yeah, we finally get to meet because I've heard about you. I've actually been in this studio, but you, I don't think you were here, right?
The last time. I'm in and out. I'm here and I'm all over the place.
Yeah, so this is the third time I've been to Spokane.
Oh, really?
So okay. I think you did see me on one, because I know last year you had Israel, who's a guitarist from Spain, who's a friend of mine. I was just hanging out with him in Granada back in November, and that show looked great. But the other two shows we've done, it's been great to see Monica start this thing and how it's evolved. I didn't get to see that show, but I saw the photos, and I like concept shows. But that's a good point to bring up, pointing out that the cafes that you went to, for example, they're called tablaos in Spain. And I'm from New Mexico. I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And out of anywhere in the U.S. and almost the world, except for Japan and maybe a few communities in Latin America, but not as much as it used to be, apparently, New Mexico is considered the flamenco hub outside of Spain. There's actually a festival there in Albuquerque every June that's gained such... it's been so successful and they've done it so well that they bring the biggest artists every year. And it started out real small, apparently, in the 80s. And then, so that's one of the main reasons why the artists in New Mexico, we grow so well there, because there's just this nurturing of these artists coming every year. And there's artists from Spain who live there, right? And there's this whole history. Also, Maria Benitez, who's kind of retired at this point out of the picture, but she was the one in Santa Fe, these two matriarchs, Eva Encinas in Albuquerque and Maria in Santa Fe. So me and all these people growing up in New Mexico, having this around us, I mean, who else gets that besides people in Spain? It's pretty cool. But I actually grew up playing electric guitar when I was 9 years old.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Excuse me.
Everybody
so
grew
surprised.
Up
I didn't.
Guitar
I
when didn't, they were 9 years old. Okay.
So there's this funny thing, like a lot of the guys, I was born in 78. And so, you know, I had like Metallica, Pantera, Metalhead, you know, 80s, 90s, you know, Nirvana, all that stuff, you know. Was really into that stuff. But ironically, my dad and my stepmom, who are Hispanic, New Mexican, they tried to kind of get me, I mean, they would play mariachi and flamenco and all this great music growing up, and I liked it. But at my mom's house, she played Stevie Wonder, and my mom's dad, my mom was from New York originally, and he was Russian Jewish, actually, and he was a clarinetist in New York. He was a really great musician. But he didn't play klezmer or anything like that, and he was not raised Jewish, but genetically he was. And he had this amazing gift when I hear these recordings. And Peter and the Wolf is actually the oldest music that I remember. And I was like barely a year old. There's even a photo of me. But I have this memory of him being around, came to visit, and he played the clarinet. And there's the clarinet as the cat. But as far as flamenco, because we could talk all day about stuff like that, my history in flamenco, the short story of it, is I started when I was 19. And I started there in New Mexico and went to Spain and just blew my mind, actually, going to Granada as a exchange student. I'm like, okay, this is something else. I got to throw this pick away. I was a really good electric guitarist. I was really good. You know, I was like known and I play electric guitar, Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix style, love that stuff. And I still love so much music, but I focused on flamenco knowing this is hard. And these guys in Spain start when they're five. And so just now I was actually competing in the most prestigious flamenco competition in Spain and in the world in Cordoba. And I met the guy who won in Granada because he's from there and he's 24. And he's amazing. But, you know, that's not me trying to say, because it takes, everyone admits, even the biggest artists, it takes so long. We're talking about to get good at flamenco, to even just learn it, even if you're from Spain. 5 years is nothing.
Well, to get good at any art form. Vern this morning, and I won't digress too much, played Gould, playing the Bach variations, and he played when he did it in 55, which had a lot of vitality. It was great. And then he played the one he recorded in 81, I think it was, his last recording. And it had much more maturity. Much more, you know. So we all are constantly trying to
And that's a great word, maturity in any art. It's totally true. But flamenco is so complex. Like we were talking about the differences between classical and flamenco. A lot of people come as tourists to Santa Fe and hear, and they say, oh, can you play classical? You play Spanish guitar. I'm like, no, I play flamenco. And they don't know what the difference is. And so for me trying to explain it to someone, you know, who doesn't know anything about the music, classical musicians read music as a rule. Like, you can't. It's like driving without a license if you don't read music as a class. It just doesn't work that way. And you guys interpret music that's already written, but you interpret it. That's the beauty of it. So the similarity is in flamenco is a music that's old and all these influences in Spain and the Sephardic Jewish, the Moors, all these things. But we're interpreting a music and very much a structure, but that's more similar to jazz.
That's right.
In that it's this thing that's very alive in that in the end, the goal, like what I'm going to play today, it's my own interpretation, my own personal composition of a minera, which has its thing. And then you get these purists and like, oh, it's too jazzy, it's too this or that. But it's still flamenco, isn't it? It's a minera. You know what I mean? There's that thing nowadays.
Totally.
Nowadays, it's harder and harder to be purist because people my age and younger, you know, the younger generations, we grew up with such modern jazz and stuff that it's incorporated into flamenco now in this beautiful way.
Paco was a perfect example.
He was the guy who did it.
That's right.
That's right.
And so Paco just opened it up. And a word you're leaving out that I think you should add is the spontaneity of what you're doing.
Totally. Exactly. So here's one thing. So there's also the difference between the music and then the dance in the music. And so because there's so many dancers and like all guitars, even in Spain, I started in flamenco, even though I was really good on electric guitar, with what's called tabla and dance classes. And you go in there and you play all that rhythm and you get the structure of this rhythm. You got to have the rhythm chops and the understanding of these structures within the dance that are in a way very simple. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a structure. It's not. And the chords, ironically, it's almost like I always joke flamenco is the original punk rock. You know, they say rock and roll is three chords. Oh, flamenco is four or five. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the variations haven't changed that much.
But it's the voicings.
The variations over the chords and the melodies. And they say the singing is what's evolved the least. The guitar, thanks to Paco and all the guys after mm-hmm. him. And the dance. Mm-hmm. Technically, the body movement, the dance has gotten really interesting and avant-garde. The singing hasn't quite evolved as much because it's harder because in a way it's kind of like the singing is the most pure. And they're such purists in a lot of ways. And I can't disagree that they say in Spain even, it's the gypsies who really can sing. Okay. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Joaquin, I'm enjoying talking to you, but you talk a lot like me. I'm going to get you to go into the studio so we don't run out of time and give you a minute to get warmed up. When you're ready, raise your thumb. Okay.
So let's bring Monica back in to comment on anything that you just heard Joaquin say. I mean, specifically about is the singing remaining more traditional?
It is, and actually like the singing is probably the hardest thing to learn because the tones of it are very unique to, they're not unique actually, but they're just atonal to our ears, and so it's just a little harder, and it's harder to find teachers that know how to teach it.
And the notes in between the notes.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's just, so the singing's probably the hardest part. And because it is still very pure, and they don't like to change much of anything. And so we can play, the dancing can kind of break the rules, and the guitars can break the rules a little bit more. But the singers, they aren't really allowed to do much of that.
But, of course, that keeps it an alive art, doesn't it?
It does.
Almost the tension between the purists and the innovators.
Yeah. And you have purists on the guitar side and the dance as well. Mm-hmm. You have people mm-hmm. who are like, no, structurally, this is how it goes. This is what you play for this. So.
And now, but you know, one more thing, he's going to be ready to play in a second. You mentioned that there's three different elements that you look for in a guitarist. That's going to work.
Oh,
so
yeah,
let's
yeah.
talk about that.
I think there's three strengths. So you have a guitarist that can solo. He can solo like the wind. And then you have a guitarist that can accompany dance because they understand the rhythm and it just kind of beats within them. And then you have guitarists that can accompany the song. And that's a whole other different skill set. And when you find someone who can do all three, that's just a rarity.
Well, also the movement of the dance. I mean, you don't dance exactly the same way every time.
No.
So if you have someone
just like jazz, it's that improv.
That's right. So you have someone that is so tuned into your motion, mm-hmm. and you want to hold an extension a little bit longer mm-hmm. to make that phrase just really work the way you want it. You're leaning back.
And then he has to also follow the singer do that, because the singer can do that too.
I know. Yeah.
He can extend those phrases. And so the guitarist has to watch both, and that skill is just, it's hard to find.
Okay, well, let's listen to Joaquin.
Okay, we go into our studio and hear Joaquin Gallegos playing for us.
A composition from my album. It's a minera called Amor Eterno, which means eternal love. Thank you.
From our studio, we've just had an improvisation done for us by Joaquin Gallegos, the guitarist who's going to be very prominent in this concert that's coming along tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Bing Esperanza concert. And so